This is Monsignor Peter Dunn, inviting you to make with us the way of the cross for priests. Each of us, in a very real sense, is called to live our lives walking with Jesus up the hill of Calvary. But it is a deep reality, a deep and sacred reality, that those ordained to the priesthood will, in persona Christi, lay down their lives for others. As you make the Stations of the Cross with these meditations on the priesthood, we invite you to offer them for the sanctification of all priests and their fidelity to their vocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you entrusted your church to the apostles, your first priests, and willed that they and those who would follow after them should take up their cross and follow you. To this day, this sacrificial nature of your holy priesthood remains unchanged. Grant, O Lord, that through the merit of these prayers and meditations on your passion and death, your priests may come to love you more deeply and follow you more faithfully. We ask this through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, the first to make the way of the cross with you. Amen. The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus, in God's plan of salvation, offers his life on the cross for us. Here is the priest at his ordination. It is a wondrous and happy day. Yet the priest, now an altar Christus, that is, another Christ, will offer his life for the sanctification and salvation of souls. Lord Jesus crucified,
have mercy on all priests.
The second station, Jesus accepts his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
What a burden is laid on the shoulders of the man who is ordained. The weight of our sanctification, the obligation to pray and suffer and sacrifice for our good, to do his part to help fill up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his church. Lord Jesus crucified,
have mercy on all priests.
The third station, Jesus falls the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
What is it that caused Jesus to fall the first time? What causes a priest to fall? Could it be that there are so many demands on his time that he begins, little by little, to be torn away from his prayer life, his time with Jesus, who is the source of his strength? Prayer is his oxygen, the very life breath of his priesthood. Lord Jesus crucified,
have mercy on all priests.
The fourth station, Jesus meets his mother on the road to Calvary. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
The sight of Mary consoled Jesus and yet increased his suffering because he knew how painful it was for her to see him this way. How necessary it is that every priest look to Mary. if only to turn his gaze upon her from time to time each day, and let her motherly smile console and encourage him. Lord Jesus crucified,
have mercy on all priests.
The fifth station, Simon of Cyrene, is compelled to help Jesus carry his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
The word here is compelled. St. Luke says Simon was seized and the cross was laid on him. The priest, one with Christ, comes to the priesthood knowing that he will have to embrace the cross and willing to do so. How often we, like Simon, have to be compelled to carry the cross with Jesus, even seized, and then we do so grudgingly. Lord Jesus crucified,
have mercy on all priests.
The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Veronica's name literally means true icon or true image. Every ordained priest, no matter who he is, where he is called to service, or how he responds to that call, bears the true image of Christ in his face, on his hands, and his very soul. What can I do to imitate Veronica's kindness to the suffering Christ? What can I offer a suffering altar Christus? Surely I can offer my prayers, perhaps a fast, perhaps an encouraging word, or some other small kindness or sacrifice. Lord Jesus crucified,
have mercy on all priests.
The seventh station, Jesus falls a second time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
A second time, Jesus falls under the weight of the cross. He is exhausted and in unfathomable pain. The priest who has been on his priestly journey for some time must be constantly aware of the snares in his path, lest he fall into them. Of all these many pitfalls, perhaps the worst is loneliness, for this one can lead him into a host of other dangers. How very important it is that we pray for priests, especially those who are lonely, and how vital it is that every priest has the company and support of his brother priests. Above all, the priest must immerse himself in Jesus, who alone satisfies, fills the void of loneliness, heals wounds, gives strength, and fills him with love. Lord Jesus crucified,
have mercy on all priests.
The eighth station, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus, in spite of his pain and fatigue, stops to console others along his path. How often the priests, weary, overwhelmed with responsibilities, struggling perhaps with his own pain, must reach out to ease the pain of others, to console and encourage, to be the mercy and compassion of Jesus at a deathbed, to redirect the course of a repentant sinner. And he may, in the midst of all this, feel acutely his own inadequacy. The road to Calvary is long and uphill. Lord Jesus crucified,
have mercy on all priests.
The ninth station, Jesus falls the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus, near the end of his journey to Calvary, falls yet again. Surrounded by the brutality of the soldiers, he struggles to get up and keep going. What caused Jesus to fall the third time? What might cause a priest to struggle and fall again and again? And how should we respond? The priest is truly Jesus on the way to Calvary. When he falls under his burden, the gossip, unkindness, and scorn he receives, in truth, fall on Jesus, who is suffering in his struggling brother priest. Jesus could hear the mockery and scorn of those around him, and so can the priest. Will we love and pray a struggling priest back into service, or let our words and actions keep him from getting up again? Lord Jesus crucified,
have mercy on all priests.
The tenth station, Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus' seamless tunic is stripped away from him, causing his wounds to open and bleed. Naked and poor, his glory hidden, he stands before the crowd who does not recognize who he really is. The priest, too, stands before the people, in sacred vestments, in black suit and collar, in places of honor. He is set apart from others. Still, when all this covering is taken away, when he is imprisoned by godless regimes and stripped of his freedom, when he is grown old and is stripped of his health and ability to serve, perhaps even when he has fallen into sin and is stripped of his own dignity, yet he remains clothed in the sacred garment of the priesthood. And so shall he be for all eternity. Lord Jesus crucified,
have mercy on all priests.
The 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus is nailed to the cross. He hangs in agony, suspended between heaven and earth, suspended between two thieves, the one who reviles him with disdain and the other who begs for mercy. The priests also nailed to the cross by the very sacrificial nature of the priesthood is suspended between heaven, which he experiences in the Mass, and earth, which he experiences in the daily living out of his vocation. He too experiences those who revile and ridicule him and those who beg for mercy. United to Jesus, he must turn his gaze to the Father in heaven. Lord Jesus crucified,
have mercy on all priests.
The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus, having accomplished all that the Father sent him to do, says, it is finished. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Every priest comes to his ordination day with a sense of purpose and a desire to do the will of the Father. And every priest hopes to approach his death with a sense of having accomplished all that he was given to do, so that he may unite himself with Jesus, saying, "It is finished. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Lord Jesus crucified,
have mercy on all priests.
The 13th station, the body of Jesus is taken down from the cross and placed in the arms of his mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus' hour has finally come. It will come for every priest, too. And as Mary receives each priest as a special son on the day of his ordination and remains at his side throughout his ministry, so shall she receive in her arms every faithful son at the hour of his death. Lord Jesus crucified,
have mercy on all priests.
The 14th station, Jesus is laid in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus has completed his ministry on earth. By his cross and resurrection, he has set us free. He is the Savior of the world. The priest, like Jesus, will go to the tomb someday. Through the power of the cross and resurrection of Jesus, he too, through his ministry, has been able to set people free. Free from their sins. Free to recognize Jesus as Savior. Free to enter into the kingdom of God. Lord Jesus crucified,
have mercy on all priests.
And now we offer our prayers for the Holy Father, for his health, his safety, and his intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal Father, we, your children, lift up to you our prayers for our priests. We beg you to bless them and fill them with strength and perseverance as they take up their cross each day. Grant them to be faithful disciples of Christ the High Priest. Lead them as they lead us, that we may all attain to eternal salvation. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each and every one of you and remain forever. Amen.